All right, so here we were on Saturday night on June the 8th, 9th, maybe. Let's see, North Toronto at here at Downsview Park playing an exciting game against Blue Devils FC. 1-1 tie, and I have head coach Marko Milanovic from North Toronto, who will now answer some questions. So great. How about your, welcome, and how about your thoughts on tonight's game?
Nice to see you again. Always a pleasure when you're here.
Thank you.
It was a tough game, like it always is against these guys. Really physical opponent. They do well. They're good at what they do, and that's playing direct and physical, and it's always a difficult matchup. But I thought tonight we controlled the tempo of the game pretty well. We had the ball for majority of the game, and I'm pleased with the performance.
Yeah. And so the slippery ground, I guess your players have enough, like they train on it sometimes, so it's not. And remember, the other team has to play on a slippery field too. So there you go. This season is different than the others. As the the best 12 teams are in this one premier division, but there's no playoffs this year. So is there any more any goals that you have to finish first, and that's all to worry about?
I mean, that's everyone's goal, I guess, at the beginning of the season. I love the format myself because it's very similar to what they do in Europe, and really the team that's first overall in the league is the best team because it's the biggest sample size over the course of the season. So I love the format. I mean, it's been great. I think they're making the league better and better every year.
Okay. And, of course, Europe is the opposite end, is not to be 12th, definitely, and not to be 11th, because then you end up some kind of a tough playoff system. But, another point tonight, and, keeps you up. There's like a clump of teams that are going to be fighting against that. And you guys seem to be doing okay in that middle of the pack, let's say.
Okay. Yeah, we hope to. I mean, we hope to stay away from the bottom two spots, of course, like everyone else in the league, because that would be a really stressful playoff game, and obviously finishing last would mean you get relegated.
Yeah.
It would be really, really tough for the program.
Yeah, but the other, not suspenseful is Burlington is, bam, 6-0, and away they go. Yeah, so almost catchable already. So, now something maybe in your favor now is the league has brought back the League Cup after 5 years, I think it is. And it's like an FA Cup, sort of like Europe. And so your chances, you're doing pretty well in that.
Yeah, we eliminated TFC in the first round, and then we got by Woodbridge. So we're still in it. And we look at Cup as something extra. The focus is on the league, the main focus, and then whatever we do in the Cup is great. And if we can make the semis, finals, and maybe fight for the trophy, that would be really exciting for the boys.
Yeah, okay. The only thing with that is that the game seemed to be on Wednesday, midweek, Wednesday nights, and you can't play here. You seem to play at Esther Shiner Stadium. It's like a good luck charm, though.
That's our cup. That's our cup venue, so we're not changing.
Okay. I caught the last 30 minutes of that first game against the Academy. I was at a TFC 2 game, and then I looked on the phone here, and it said the game was up at Esther Shiner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was sort of on my drive home. I didn't have to detour here. It was right there. So you guys, TFC Academy, they are one of the best teams now in the championship, most likely to be promoted. And then your next game was a shootout penalty kick game against Woodbridge. All right, and now you've got a possible winning chance against Masters, who are also in this championship. So
yeah, Masters eliminated two Prem teams already, Alliance and Prostas.
Yeah, got to say that. That was another point. Okay. Woodbridge, Masters, semifinals. So make the semifinals. Great. So if it came down to it, like later rounds, would you have, if you have a player who's, to put your absolute best players in this cup when it gets near the end, rather than, have them in the weekend in the middle of the pack game?
It depends what's happening in the league. It depends what's if we're fighting for the top or if we're trying to stay off the bottom, then we prioritize the league.
Yes.
If we're somewhere in the middle where we can't go up and down really too much, and then we'll probably prioritize the cup.
Okay.
So we'll just wait and see. Hopefully we're fighting for something, not to you know, to stay away from the bottom too, hopefully.
I think the cup final is actually after the regular season ends, sort of to keep the excitement going and the party. Because, you know, Burlington, if they're blowing away everybody, who wants to come to the last game of the season? Yeah, right. And so you also have an agreement. You still have an agreement with TMU University. And so how many players are with their system that's come
still,
for you?
Still quite a few. Not as many as previous years. Some of them now play elsewhere. We changed the times of training this year, so now we train every morning. So with some of the guys that work full time, it's difficult for them to make sessions, even though we have the evening sessions with TL2 as well. So we lost some of our players because of that, because of their work, which is a legitimate reason. And, but there's still a really strong connection with TMU, obviously. So.
And do you do some coaching for TMU?
Yes. So I'm the assistant coach. Philip is the head coach.
Okay.
And we just flipped roles in the summer.
Right, yeah, because I saw him there today. And how about a worry that some of your TMU students are go back to school? Like, goodbye, coach, I got to start the
that's
program.
That's the beauty of us being in charge, right? So we'll see how important those games are at the end. If we're fighting for something, then obviously those last two, three games will serve as great preseason games for the TMU team. And if we're not, then we'll prioritize the TMU season.
Okay, great. And so, thank you. My phone number with.